coal and natural gas dominate the Ohio Valley's energy picture, but the region also has a long history with nuclear power. Nicole Irwin reports that some Kentucky officials hope a new law might help the struggling nuclear industry get back some of its old glow.
Paducah, Kentucky sits across the Ohio River from Honeywell, the nation's only uranium conversion plant. It is also home to USEC, a uranium enrichment facility the Department of Energy operated for 50 years until being decommissioned in 2013. Former State Senator Bob Leeper thought it made sense to build on that existing capacity. So he introduced a bill to end the state's decades-old moratorium on nuclear power. That was 10 years ago.
It's very difficult to struggle to get something like that through based on some unfortunate prejudices, if you will.
It was up to his successor, Senator Danny Carroll, to push the Leeper Act over the finish line. Today, the energy marketplace is dramatically different, with cheap natural gas and clean renewable sources attracting more investment. But Carroll says he's not giving up on nuclear's prospects.
We are ideally suited for if it's research, if it's actually having a nuclear reactor here. Our people are used to that through the USEC plant, and we are primed for that, and hopefully someday we will see that come to fruition.
Coal has long overshadowed an established, globally connected nuclear industry right here in the Ohio Valley region. There are no nuclear power plants in the area, but Paducah has long been a hub for trucking, shipping, and temporarily storing fissile materials used to power a global nuclear market. For example, data from the World Institute for Strategic Economic Research shows 66% of all uranium-related products the U.S. shipped to Russia in 2016 came from Kentucky. TAM International, a Canadian freight forwarding company, holds the U.S. export license on some of those materials. The company moved its U.S. headquarters to Paducah 2 years ago.
So what TAM usually deals with is what we call the front end of the fuel cycle.
That's Steve Hansen, Vice President of Regulatory Compliance for TAM. Hansen says they hold a license to transport UF6, or uranium hexafluoride.
That's basically taking it from the mine or the mill to the fuel fabricator.
TAM takes materials from the nearby Honeywell facility where uranium is converted from solid form to a liquid form. The material is then ready to be shipped to one of TAM's clients, usually overseas.
If you start looking at other countries of how much material China is importing, how much material India is importing, you know, those places are actually a boom in nuclear. It's just, you know, not right now, not here.
TAM's decision to relocate to the region gives hope to boosters like Senator Carroll. Other companies have expressed interest in the region, including GE and a company Bill Gates owns called TerraPower.
TerraPower claims that there is enough material in Paducah today to fuel this entire country for in excess of 700 years.
That material is depleted uranium now housed at USEC, the old DOE site. TerraPower has technology that can actually turn it into fuel. Supporters like Leeper and Carroll hope that could mean the area is sitting on a gold mine of spent uranium. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Paducah, Kentucky.